You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by both Rangana Samarasinghe, the CTO, and Thitshan Arulampalam, the CEO. They are both the co-founders of a co-located startup in New York and Sri Lanka. They are the founders of the social app Bundle Hub, an app which helps you create value by giving items you no longer need or use to someone else. Gentlemen, certainly a pleasure to have you both here on Enterprise Radio.
Hi guys, Thitshan here from New York.
Hi, I'm Rangana from Sri Lanka.
And certainly appreciate the both of you joining us. So for starters, a great place to start. How did you both get started and how long have you known each other? Certainly would lay the foundation here as we get started.
So let me start by saying we've been as a unit about 2 years ago, 2.5 to 3 years ago. Rangana sent me an email about 3 years ago saying, wanting to know if he could find me, or rather if I could find him, to be correct, software that people wanted to build here in New York, if people had outsourced requirements. Initially, I was not able to help. However, in 2013, while I was on holiday in Sri Lanka, I went to visit Rangana. And while talking on many subjects, he showed me the initial idea for Bundle Hub.
At that time, actually, I really wanted to swap my Android to an iPhone. But there was no proper or easy way. So I told him about creating an app where people can swap their Android to iPhone.
And do you think that was enough for you to become co-founders? And why did you become co-founders of Bundle Hub?
Well, I told Rangana I will think about the idea, and I got on with my holiday.
Yeah, after 2 months after our initial meeting, I get a call from Thitshan and says he has seen a lot of people of their used furniture on the street in New York. So, and also, he mentioned about creating a creative way to swap those items through our app. And also, he mentioned to be co-founders of a startup. Okay, I said, let's go for it, because I know he has marketing strengths.
And I know that Rangana brings a lot of technical expertise.
Now, I would be curious, do you have a shared set of rules that each of you understands and respects, and would you share the top two rules that you have in place or traits in your two roles?
Eric, to me, I find that trust and loyalty are key for any new venture. I mean, I think it's key for business. I mean, essentially, to build a business, you need to have trust and then loyalty.
In my ways, I dedication and innovation, because without innovation, you can have startups ongoing.
Today, we are briefly joined by Rangana Samarasinghe, the CTO, and Thitshan Arulampalam, the CEO. They are both co-founders of the social app Bundle Hub, an app which helps you create value by giving items you no longer need or use to someone else. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7. On TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, gentlemen, being co-located requires a huge amount of self-discipline. Get into that, if you would, a little further.
You know, Eric, entrepreneurship is often talked of in startup circles as a way to give people the opportunity to define the kind of life you want to have. Most times, it is sad that we see through the media and various other channels, right, that people sacrifice their family and their personal interests because they have to get to that end goal. Certainly, I mean, I myself have had to, blur some of those boundaries with friends, family, and faith. But I find those three same Fs, if I may say, also giving me the strength to make this sacrificial time. So I've had friends who have supported me, family who have always been encouraging, and my faith, which has sustained me.
Being an entrepreneur is not about having an 8-to-5 job. It's about how dedicated you are to your startup. In my entrepreneurial life, I have sometimes worked 28 hours nonstop, believe me. But always, I make time for my family.
And that is very, very important, having time for your family. In fact, without your family, it's very hard to succeed in anything. So that's a really good point. I understand that you will launch in Sri Lanka, as we've probably mentioned along the way. What success have you had with your Thunderclap effort? Touch on that, if you would.
Right. As of now, our social reach is 155% of our goal supported. It would be great to have social reach of 250,000.
And just to be clear, the app will be launched. It will be the same company launching an app in Sri Lanka. Truly, I believe it needs to be exchanges, and they do work in low-income and middle-income countries. We have the hashtag for those of you who are on Twitter and on Facebook. You can follow us, hashtag CreateValue, also hashtag BundleHub. Both those will be tweeting and trending. The Thunderclap effort should be done by mid-March, Eric.
Well, gentlemen, this sounds quite exciting. I'm sure you're excited about all these activities as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final word for the listeners that are tuning in today?
Yes, we are looking for your support. If you are listening to this podcast, go check us out at www.bundlehub.com. Download the app. Send us all the feedback. We are looking to improve with every stage, with every day. So your feedback is much appreciated. Again, we would appreciate it if you get the word out to everybody else, especially on two counts. One, of the Thunderclap effort. And if you're not familiar with that, just go straight to our website, www.bundlehub.com. Remember, the word bundle has no E on it, so it's BUABLHUB.com.
And we'll certainly include the link right within our show notes. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to have had you, Rangana, joining us from Sri Lanka, and Thikshan from the big city of New York. And gentlemen, thanks so much. Continued success, and thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and we really appreciate the shout-out from you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you are certainly welcome. We have been speaking with both Rangana Samarasinghe, the CTO, and Thikshan Arulampalam, the CEO. They are both co-founders of the social app Bundle Hub, an app which helps you create value by giving items you no longer need or use to someone else. And for more information in all regards, visit bundlehub.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.